FM. Thanks for listening to 15 Minutes with Fuzz. My name is Fuzz Martin. You know the drill. This show features positive things happening in and around Washington County, Wisconsin. And usually each week, I sit down with someone to talk about an organization, event, person, or a combination thereof that is doing good in our community. This week, Liz Dreher returns to the show. Liz is the owner of Celtic Knock Massage in West Bend. She is also part of the St. Lucas Lutheran School in Kewaskum's PTO. And that's what we're talking about this week. St. Lucas Schools PTO is putting on a fundraiser at Foundry 45 in Kewaskum. It is called the Boots and Blue Jeans Ball, and they're doing that to help the school build a new playground. It's a great cause, and I'll be emceeing the event, so that's fun, at least for me, hopefully for you too. And with that, here are 15 minutes on the Boots and Blue Jeans Ball for St. Lucas School with Liz Dreher, right here on 15 Minutes with Fuzz. Liz, thank you for coming back to talk with me about this year's St. Lucas School fundraiser. Can you first tell us a bit about St. Lucas Lutheran School and the role that the PTO plays in supporting both the students and the staff there?
Yes, of course. St. Lucas is a private little school located in Kewaskum, kind of tucked away. Not a lot of people actually know about it. And the PTO is made up of lots of moms and teachers. We are responsible for raising money for anything kind of extra for the kids. As far as, like, last year we did the security system. This year we're raising money for a playground. We're kind of responsible for anything that we can do to improve the school for the children.
Great. So this year you're doing the playground. What inspired the PTO to take on the mission of building this new playground?
Oof, our playground is really old. We have lots of families that kind of help and put Band-Aids on it. Mm-hmm. And luckily, nobody's gotten hurt or needed tetanus shots, but it's just time. It's starting to fall apart, and it's just time for a new playground.
Time to upgrade that for the kids and, yes, and surrounding neighbors.
And the neighborhood, yeah.
Exactly,
sure.
Exactly. So to raise funds for a new playground... Last year you had A Whole Yacht of Love, I think was, right? Was that the name of the...
Yeah,
that was the name of the band. It was the...
Pearl of the Sea.
Pearl of the Sea, right? Yep. Okay, so it had a kind of a sea theme. This year it's called the Boots and Blue Jeans Ball.
Yes.
Which sounds awesome. Especially because it's at Foundry 45 in Kewaskum, which used to be the Ameron, which used to have a whole bunch of like country dances and stuff I remember from back in like the late 90s, early 2000s. So you're putting on the Boots and Blue Jeans Ball, Foundry 45 in Kewaskum. That's Thursday the 13th, is that right?
Yep, March 13th.
What can attendees expect at this fundraising event?
Another awesome party. We have Wes from The Antidote partnered with Carnivore Craig, who's going to handle the food. And if you haven't had his food is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So it's going to be kind of like that Southern cooking idea, shredded pork, shredded chicken, things like that. Foundry, like you said, is absolutely beautiful. It will fit the theme. We have FM Rodeo is the band playing, and they're phenomenal. Their lead female vocalist plays a violinist. She's so talented. So they're going to be keeping the party going. And once again, we have tons of paddle raffles and live auction items and gift baskets and silent auction items. Again, the community has just stepped up and totally killed it on the donations. So we're super excited about all of that this year, too.
Awesome. Yeah, last year you guys had a ton of awesome prizes with those paddle raffles. So the way that works, right, is people buy a paddle and then there's a ping pong ball with a number that coincides, right?
Yep. So the men are working on doing a spinning wheel because they think that's more exciting and fun. But either way, yes, whether we have the balls or the spinning wheel, we sell X amount of paddles for a certain amount of money for each item. And the odds are great. You're paying, you know, $20 to $40 for a paddle and you're up against 30 people. So it's very exciting and yeah, people get excited about it, and it's very fast-paced and fun.
Last year, I know some of the prizes were like power tools and coolers. What kind of things do you have this year?
We got coolers again. We're hoping to maybe get a paddle board for a certain special donor. We had several guns last year, so we're actually doubling that amount. We had three guns. We're going to have six guns this year.
A lot of people paid to get into that
raffle. Yes, they're very excited about the guns last year, so we doubled that. We have another car detailing donation that went really well. Oh, we have I believe it's a year membership for 1840. Okay. So that's super cool.
So you mentioned Antidote and Carnivore Craig's coming. I assume with having a bunch of food and having a limited amount of space, and last year it was packed and it was a whole yacht of fun, that you have to purchase tickets in advance for this, right?
Correct. So we actually have our own website this year, which is exciting. It's stlucaspto.com. Tickets are $50 again. We do actually have one table yet for purchase if anybody was still interested, but we got to kind of wrap that up in the next week.
Okay.
Tickets get you in the door, dinner, access to the band, all of the raffles and everything. And then we have the 50-50 raffle. We'll have raffle tickets for all of the gift basket donations. Mm-hmm. And then obviously you'll be there for the paddle raffles and the live auctions as well.
So the website again is stlucaspto.com.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. So St. Lucas, ST, and then Lucas, LucasPTO.com. How much are the tickets to get in?
$50 a person.
$50 a person. Okay, very good. And you said you had one table left, is it?
One table that seats eight.
One table that seats eight. As of the time of recording this, it may be gone when you get there. So get on the internet right away. Let's talk about that playground that you have. St. Lucas School has been around for, I don't know.
76
years.
We're the 76ers, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they started in 76?
Yep.
Yep. So so let's see. I was born in 78 and I'm 46, so 48 years old.
Yep.
I assume the playground's pretty close to that then.
Yeah, I believe it's over 20 years. I know that for sure.
Oh, yeah. I suppose, yeah, because like playgrounds built in the 70s, you know, they were kind of dangerous back in the day.
All metal.
I'm sure that it's probably improved over those years. But why is the new playground so important to the students of St. Lucas?
It's just such a big part of the being outside. We are building a new church too, which is super exciting. Mm-hmm. As exciting as that is, the children have lost their sledding hill.
Oh.
So they're a little depressed about that. So I think having a new playground and just a new start, you know, to welcome the church too would just be an awesome thing for the kids. But it's also really good for the community. Mm-hmm. Everybody's welcome to come and use our playground, you know, on the weekends and after school hours. And so it's not just a betterment for St. Lucas. It's a betterment for the whole community surrounding.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, River Hill Park's not that far away. So,
right.
You know, you need to go. I mean, that's probably the best sledding other than the ski hill. Fundraisers like this take a lot of support. What has the response been like from the local community and businesses, sponsors, things like that?
The response is overwhelming and always so humbling. We couldn't do this without the support of the local businesses. We have table sponsors from A1 Health and Fitness, Kane and Kane, Anderson Ashen, Tiki Beach Resort, BCS, JT Rams, Kettle Moraine Gardens, JH Universal, and JR Design. In addition to, smaller, like Coffee Corner and Alter Ego, and just tons of support. And so it's just so humbling, and we're so appreciative because we wouldn't be able to do this without anybody.
Yeah, and those donations that they make last year brought in enough to get you guys past your security cameras, right?
It surpassed it, but almost double. Yes.
Almost double. And you were worried that you weren't when you came in here you and your team blew the doors off the place. It was wonderful. And I'm guessing now with the year under your belt, it's going to be even better, right?
Yes.
And so there's a lot that goes into this. So what has the planning process been like for you and the PTO team?
Oh, a lot of late nights. We had a meeting last night until 10:30, sifting through the donations and trying to make it better. Mm-hmm. We want to last year, I do think everything flowed quite well, but we want to make the experience even better, even more exciting, even more fun. So it's the meeting of the minds. I'm just more the mouth. Without my team, none of this would come to fruition. I'm so grateful for Janelle and Alex. And now we have two other women helping us out. We got like a little committee. So
excellent.
Super blessed to have those girls helping me.
What is the most rewarding part for you of putting together an event like this?
After the event or midnight, people coming up and saying, this is awesome. I can't believe you guys pulled this off. It's seamless and it's so much fun. Like just the enjoyment. And then of course, obviously the money raising is wonderful, but just, yeah, everybody's happy and having a blast. And that is awesome.
Again, I was the MC. I'll be the MC this year again. Yes. Looking forward to it. I pretty much lost my voice from, because there was a lot of prizes to give away. And it was a lot of fun. It was a great time. Once the event is over, you've raised the funds. I know from being on the village board, I know how much playgrounds cost. So this probably won't get you all the way there with a playground because they're in most cases like at least six figures. And maybe you'll raise that. Maybe somebody will come in and be a
very, if you're out there, please come.
benevolent donor. But what is the next step in making the new playground a reality after this?
So we're going to try and do the playground in sections, essentially, mm-hmm. just because, the quote we got was six figures.
Okay.
We're definitely decided to take next year off from the gala. We don't want to exhaust our donors.
Sure.
We appreciate them so much. So hopefully this amount of money will get us into the first phase mm-hmm. of the playground set. And then we'll revisit doing a gala in 2 years and hopefully raise more money. I would assume at that point we'll continue with the fundraising for more of a playground set.
Great. Excellent. If people, again, they want to buy tickets, when do they have to have those tickets purchased by for this?
March 8th will be the last day.
Okay. March 8th. Again, they can buy tickets at St. Lucas PTO, stlucaspto.com.
Yeah.
Right. And if somebody maybe can't make it to the event, but like the cause, want to help kids have a nice place to play, maybe they're, a part of the church or neighborhood and they want to improve that, how can they donate to the cause?
They could mail a check to St. Lucas School. Mm-hmm. It's 1417 Parkway.
Kewaska, Wisconsin, 53040.
Yes. yes. If they wanted to make a monetary donation, absolutely. And if using the website or internet isn't their thing and they don't feel comfortable purchasing a ticket, on the website is my contact information. I will drive to your house and drop a ticket off. I have no problem doing that.
Excellent. I assume if they're listening to a podcast, they probably know.
Yes. yes.
If you're listening, that's kind of like level two of using the internet. But it's good if you're sharing it with somebody and telling them about it. Liz's contact information is on the website. So again, can you give us one more time? What's the date of the event? And what time does it start?
Thursday, March 13th at Foundry 45. Doors will open. It's 5 to 7. We'll be there ready for you a little bit before. I know people were coming a little bit early last mm-hmm. year, but 5 to 7 is the food. And then we'll clean that up and the band starts about 7:30.
And then we get to the raffles and a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
or is the raffles before?
The raffles will start before.
The raffles band. Start before the band. Yep. Okay. So food, then raffles, then FM rodeo.
Then a set break and we'll do the basket poles.
Yep.
And that way, if people want to head home being a Thursday night, they can, but the band will do a second set. So
excellent. And then it's a huge party.
Yep.
So come out. You will not feel like you're supporting a school fundraiser. You will feel like you're at a FM rodeo party and it'll be great.
Absolutely. Oh, one more thing. We have signature drinks too.
Oh, what do you
have? So we're going to do old fashioned. It can be brandy or whiskey. And we're also going to have Jack and Coke. So $1 of each of those drinks also goes to the fundraising event as well. So
All right. Very good. Thank you so much for helping out the kids. I know this is a lot of work for you. Thanks for coming in and we'll see you on March 13th.
Thanks for having me, Fuzz. I appreciate it.
Thank you again to Liz Dreyer of the St. Lucas School PTO for joining me on this week's episode of 15 Minutes with Fuzz. Guests are what make this show work. So if you ever have an idea for a guest for the show, let me know. You can email me fuzz@fuzzmartin.com. That is fuzz@fuzzmartin.com. That's probably the best and easiest way to do it. But you could also go to fuzzmartin.com/guest. There's a form there. If you fill it out, it'll come to my email. It'll be just like you emailed me, except for you used a web form. New episodes come out on Tuesdays. You can listen wherever you find podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, and at fuzzmartin.com. Thank you again for listening, and I will talk to you next time right here on 15 Minutes with Fuzz.